Drug and alcohol counseling is available in Cook County, and joining us now is Greg Barnier, a licensed counselor and director of the Wilderness Outpatient Treatment Program. Hey, welcome. Thanks for coming in, Greg.
Hey, thank you. You're welcome.
Well, I'd never heard of the Wilderness Outpatient Treatment Program, so tell us a little bit about that, would you?
Well, Wilderness Outpatient is a treatment program that we have in Grand Marais for people who are living here. So we provide about 4 months of not really intensive chemical dependency treatment. We also do assessments. These are evaluations for people who wonder if they have a problem or have been referred by courts or family because the court or family is worried that they have some kind of chemical dependency problem.
Okay, so this isn't like an inpatient. This is
no.
You don't go and stay. It's
no.
An outpatient, and a treatment program is available to anyone in our area who feels the need for that.
That's right. In Minnesota, anybody 14 years old or older is entitled to a chemical dependency evaluation and treatment, whether they can afford it or not. We have something that's called consolidated treatment funding. This is money that the state gives every county to fund treatment services, chemical dependency treatment services for people who don't have the money. So money will be no barrier. Everybody's entitled.
Well, on this information sheet it says Rule 25 assessment. What's that?
It's one of the assessment tools. There are a number of them. In order to use this public money to get treatment, the state requires that we use this particular treatment tool, but it's very similar to all the other good treatment tools that are used in that it follows the American Society of Addiction Medicine's criteria for diagnosing and then referring a person for treatment services. So most of the good assessments that are done throughout the country follow these criteria.
Okay, so I don't know if it's even can be done on the radio, but can you share some of the signs that it might be time for seeking help?
Sure. One of the interesting facts, I guess, is that the image we have of a chemically dependent person is that they don't want help. Yet when you talk to people who have been in treatment, about 70% of them will say they came to treatment because somebody close to them was concerned and came and talked to them. And then after treatment, you know, for the people who weren't talked to by anybody close to them, 40% of those people will say they wished somebody close to them had come and talked to them. So if you are worried about somebody, you think they might have a drinking problem, some of the signs to look for are, one, do they just drink more than they did in the past? You see that they're spending more time with alcohol or drugs. Have you noticed any personality changes? Control is an issue. But people who have a chemical dependency problem, most of them are aware. They're worried about it themselves, and so they attempt to control it. They'll go off the wagon for a couple of weeks. They might call it taking a break from their drinking or partying for a while, and then they start up again. So you can look for that. Are they having problems? Are they causing you problems? You know, that's a big one. This is an illness of the brain. It actually makes physical changes in the brain, but what we see are behavioral changes. So you're going to notice if you have a family member, for instance, that's drinking too much, they aren't spending as much time with you anymore. They're spending more time with people who are drinking. Maybe they're having trouble with their job. That's a big one. Maybe they're having legal problems. The important thing is if you're close to this person and you think there's a problem, talk to them. And the way you talk to a person, and this can be scary too, is avoid blaming, avoid talking about what the person has done. You really want to talk about how it's affecting you. So we use a lot of I statements. You know, I've noticed that you're spending a lot of time with your drinking buddies and less time with the family. I'm concerned because the other night, this is an example, you borrowed my car to go to the library and you returned it the next day and you've been drinking all night, and that really worries me. You know, you want to talk about how it affects you.
Sure.
And then in the end, you just ask them if they want some help. Don't be surprised if they say no. You know, because this is scary. I can talk about my own experience. I went to treatment about 11 years ago. The night before I went to treatment, I stood at the sink dumping out the beer, and I wondered, how am I going to go without alcohol tomorrow? A person might want to change, but they really don't know how they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but outreach, talking to them is important.
Yeah, sure. Well, I'm just curious, how do people connect with your service? Is there a first step? Is there a phone call to be made? Or how would they contact you?
Sure. We have a phone number we work in the courthouse. Phone number there is 387-3620. And that's front desk. And you can call and just say you would like to meet with a chemical dependency counselor to see if I have a problem. That's really all it takes. They'll schedule the interview then.
And if there's a family member or a loved one of someone who is experiencing some chemical dependency issues, can they call you as well for support?
Oh, sure. We get a lot of calls from family who are worried about a person they're close to, and they wonder what to do. What we try to do is get them in to see either Lori Hormonding or myself.
Okay.
And then we can take it from there.
And is there a charge for this?
The evaluation costs... Yeah, there is a charge. It's about $200, but, you know, as I explained earlier, money is not going to be a barrier.
Okay.
We will do an evaluation with anybody who wants it. There are ways to pay for it. Insurance will pay for it. Consolidated funding will pay for it. There's sliding fee scales. You know, our job is to meet with the client and give them an assessment if that's what they want.
We're speaking with Greg Barnier of the Wilderness Outpatient Treatment Program. Their offices are located in the Public Health and Human Services Wing on the second floor of the Cook County Courthouse. For an appointment or more information, the Public Health and Human Services phone number, again, that Greg just gave us, is 387-3620. Greg, is there anything else you'd like to add?
I brought all these visual aids to a radio interview. I wish I could use those.
You can. Well, I really appreciate you coming in. I know this is a hard one, and I guess what struck me, I was surprised when you said, you know, I would be a fearful, I guess, of confronting somebody saying, I think that you need help, or, you know, say that maybe in a nicer way. But you said 70% of the people really want that help.
Are grateful somebody came and talked to them. That was the thing that started the whole process of recovery for them. And again, you want to talk about how it's affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
I've noticed that you're having trouble, not your behavior is terrible.
Right. Hey, thanks for coming in, Greg.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.